six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Look at Hedra later, because now they gave me like 400 credits and now I'm eating them up every time. It used to be free, like unlimited, like you can do five. So I don't know what's going on, man. This is crazy.
All right. Well, I'm sure the audience would love to hear about that.
Okay.
As we're back. Hi, everybody.
We are.
We're recording. Steve was kind of going off on a tangent there, everybody. Gary and Steve bringing at you the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, another episode this evening, this morning, whenever you're listening to us.
Yeah.
We appreciate your viewership, your listenership. I don't know if that's a word, but another episode, Steve. What's going on? This is 64 total.
64?
Yeah.
That is a great square number. I love square numbers.
There you go. Mathematician.
Being a, it's a kind of computer scientist sort of guy, I love square numbers.
All right.
Hip to be square. Well, because it's binary, right? It's divisible by 2 by 2 by 2.
Yeah, and so there goes half our audience.
Zeros and ones, man.
All right, guys. Well, sorry to riveting intro. Tonight we're going to do a little hodgepodge of stuff, nothing specific on the docket in terms of well, maybe a little searching for Pappy, I guess. We can talk about what's been going on recently. But no, what's the juice? Because Steve is traveling and he didn't bring his list of whiskeys with him. So he can't. It'd be a blind here.
Well,
blind leading the blind sample, huh?
Yeah, I've got to be better organized, I think. But it gives us an opportunity to maybe drink some whiskey. How's that? Or bourbon.
Well,
maybe.
Bourbon is whiskey.
Yeah.
So.
Did I say it backwards?
Oh boy! Cut them off.
More specific bourbon. How's that?
Yes, more specific.
Is that more proper to say?
Well, okay. We are, the Real Bourbon Bros podcast, essential podcast for the novice.
I've been concentrating with bourbon so long that I catch myself. I want to say more whiskey to be more,
general.
Inclusive.
Yes. Yes. We welcome everybody.
Yeah.
We have a diverse lineup.
And we give everything equal
airtime. Trump might cancel us. Their DEI policy towards whiskey. Anyway. Funding.
That might make some of our audience laugh. But
okay. Yeah. Well, it's tongue-in-cheek, guys. It's a joke. We joke about everything. All right. Do you want to start with where you are in your trip? Or what do you want to do?
I am... Sure, I'll say where I'm at. Went down south to Alabama, to the Gulf of what the fuck you want to call it. Alabama
Shores,
Orange Beach.
All right,
just by Gulf Shores, maybe a half hour from Pensacola.
Okay,
but,
so is the beach orange?
No, I was kind of disappointed at that.
I was going to say.
But it's like this, the sand is it's like sugar loaf sand. It's like sugar. It's like sugar sand.
Yeah, it's like Pensacola's like that too. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It squeaks when you walk on it.
Yeah. So you're just very down there for a little very nice. You're down there for a little vacay then, a little spring break with the wife.
Taking 2 weeks and working a little bit, but,
enjoying
seeing
it.
The sights, just getting out of Michigan for a little bit this winter, but
no problem there.
I don't know. It's starting to be spring up in Michigan, so I'm missing that. I'm not missing it, but spring is a good time of the year up there. So is fall,
Fall. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
One.
So spring you're down there. Is also good.
You're down there for a few weeks, just enjoying the sun and the sand and trying to relax a little bit then. Good. Well, that's good. I think everybody needs that, especially with the gloomy weather in Michigan. Winters can definitely be depressing, and sometimes spring can be too if you don't get that sun through the clouds. I think that's the key, at least from my perspective. It's not so much the temperature, it's the sun.
Yeah. Serotonin. Yeah. Deficiency.
Yes. Vitamin D. go ahead. I'm sorry.
We can talk a little bit more, but I'm going to make you guess what two bottles I brought down with me.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was like a stab in the dark, dude. Yeah, like, all right. Well,
no, Ma, I am going to give you clues.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And, okay. So right off the bat, what do you think?
You brought two bottles down to drink when you're down in Alabama because here's the paramount question. They don't have liquor stores down there. There's specific bottles you wanted to bring.
Oh, they have liquor stores.
I'm sure they do.
They have ABC Select Liquors, but they also have Seaside Liquors, a bunch of them, which looks to me like a local chain here.
Yeah.
But I've seen like three Seaside Liquors, but. So I go in there and, you know, for comparison prices, I look at, like, they had their premium pricing, by the way. It was premium pricing. Well, and they had some allocated bourbons, but they had a Parker Heritage 14-year.
Ooh, that'd be $1,000.
It was $250.
Why didn't you buy it?
That's $250.
$250, yeah.
Yeah, $249.
For Parker's Heritage, 14-year?
Yeah.
Dude, buy two of those.
Buy two of those?
You know, that's like yeah. Parker's Heritage, 14-year?
I think it was the green label.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm colorblind, dude. I would go back there. I'll give you $250 to buy me a bottle. How about that? Anything Parker's Heritage is, I mean, if you can get it under buy it. Like, it's just Parker's Heritage. It's just top of the line Heaven Hill stuff, you know? It's just a great product. I mean, I'm sure the MSRP on that's at least $150.
No, I think it was Parker's Heritage Collection 10-year Old Cask Strength.
I have the 10-year rye.
10-year. Yeah, it was, I think, the... I think it's a 10-year rye. How much you pay for that?
How much? I paid like $300.
For the 10-year rye?
Yeah. Cast strength.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Man, MSRP is like $200.
Oh, okay.
Dude, seriously? Is that near you?
No. Is that it's 184.
Yeah,
but fine wine.
When was it released? That might be the price when it was released like last year. Prices go up every year.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, is that where you are now?
Yes.
Buy me a bottle. Send me a picture. I'll send you the money.
Okay, I have to go. I have to go back in again.
Yes, you do. I'm glad we had this intervention.
Intervention?
Parker's Heritage, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway,
you're right.
Let's. Yeah.
So for $249, you think that's a good price for two.
That's what bottle I have. But yeah, if you can give me that, I could turn around and make money off that. Yeah. Just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
just send me a picture of it. Just send me a picture of it.
I definitely will go back.
Yes. All right. So back to your question about what bottles you brought down. So you probably bought some Michigan whiskey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And you probably brought something from MGP.
No.
Heaven Hill?
Maybe.
Larceny?
No.
I don't know. Steve laughed to go. I think he can't see what bottles.
I can hear you. I got to pull the bottles in view here.
His eyes are getting old. Old man eyes.
Okay. Boy. Yeah. So Heaven Hill. What's the other one from Heaven Hill?
Elijah Craig.
Yeah.
So you bought Elijah Craig small batch or
no
barrel proof?
No.
Toasted barrel. Yeah, that's barrel proof though.
Barrel proof. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's the private barrel
proof. Proof. Okay. Yes. And your other one's a Michigan.
It's not the Elijah Craig just barrel proof shelf.
Right, right, right.
And the other one is from Michigan.
Traverse City.
Yeah. Which one?
The cask strength rye, barrel proof,
Right. What a guess.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't give, I didn't want to see you struggle too much there.
Yeah, but you didn't give me any hints, really. I mean, that's pretty close.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Sweet. So those will be both barrel proof. So Steve will be tanked. Have you been sipping that? I'm sure every day.
I didn't have any yesterday, but over the weekend, yeah, did after coming down that we drove down. So
it was a long straight drive, through. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, no, we stopped in Nashville.
Oh, for a night?
For the night, yeah.
Oh, nice. So you guys went out to dinner or something there, or just kind of stayed in the hotel and left?
No, we were there late at 11, like 10 o'clock.
You stayed and then took off? Early
10 o'clock and got left by 8, yeah.
Okay, so you didn't really get to see the city or do anything then?
No. Nope.
All right, cool. You made it down there safe and sound. You've been whiskey hunting a little bit, working a little bit, enjoying this beach, enjoying the sand. Well, that's good, man. Happy for you.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Not much. Just working and
working.
I was going to say, you know, if you had a brother that lived, you know, in a tropical climate, you could always visit him and that'd help too, you know. Be cool. Sand.
If you lived on a beach, I could go there.
I mean, yeah, I live like half an hour from the beach, so it's
it's not right outside of my door though.
Yeah, it's a lot closer than Michigan, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm just got me there. Anyway, no, we had at the house here, we had the Real Bourbon Bros sanctioned a select gentleman's whiskey tasting evening. Sorry, you couldn't make that.
Invite
but,
only, yeah.
Yeah, it was invite. It was a select group. There's only four of
us.
It's
got to be invite only. I mean,
yeah. So we kind of did some top shelf pours. We started out with a little round robin action. We had the flight boards out. Myself and three other individuals. We all brought. Well, obviously, I hosted it here at the bar, so we had a whole bunch of bottles to choose from. But everybody else brought a bottle or two of their own. So I'm just kind of recapping here. The first round, what we did was. We did a Widow Jane. Okay, so Widow Jane, 15-year.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, the 15-year, kind of top-of-the-line Widow Jane product. That is 99 proof, straight bourbon. We also did, my friend Matt brought the Remus Gatsby Reserve.
Oh.
The 15-year, so he brought this one here.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that, what proof was that? It's a cask strength. So cask strength, it says at 98.1, that's cask strength, it says on the bottle. Other friend, Felipe, brought Clyde Mays straight bourbon whiskey. Again, we appreciate him coming and bringing some bottles.
How is that Clyde Mays? I've never had it.
I would, it's kind of on the same level as like a Elijah Craig small batch. Mixer, cube, but I mean, straight, I wouldn't like, highly recommend it, but it wasn't awful. And then my other friend Dustin brought the Austin single cask strength, 58%, so 116 proof, that bottle.
Yep.
From Texas. It did not drink like Texas whiskey.
No.
So I like that.
I like that cask strength.
Yeah, so generally I'm not a huge fan of the cask strength or the Texas whiskeys, but
yeah.
I think about all those, nothing really super impressive, to be 100% honest with you. They were all okay. I wish more from the 15 Widow Jane kind of let me down, and the Gatsby again was good, but it wasn't like, for the bottle price, I think it's like $200, so I'm like expecting more. The Widow Jane was over $200 as well. So those were good, good start. And then we did a second round where I brought out the Doc Holliday 6-year. That up, bourbon whiskey. I think that was like 58.1 proof. And our other friend brought McFarland Reserve cask strength. I've never seen this bottle before. It was okay. And then we also had for the second round Stellum Total Wine, single barrel rye. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard of Stellum.
Yeah. So that was a pretty good. So that's how we started out, and then we kind of got into the good stuff. My friend Matt brought this Brook Hill Rare Character 10-year straight bourbon whiskey. That's a really good bottle. It was like $300 MSRP for that bottle. So he popped that open. That was really good. And then I gave him some of this, the Four Roses Small Batch Select.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember we had that in Louisville. Yeah. So that was delicious. Really high marks there. And this was probably everybody's favorite except for mine. Mine was probably the Four Roses limited edition small batch. Matt and everybody else really like this bottle. Open this bear up. The cellar aged, Maker's Mark, 24. Right. Yep. 119 proof on that bad boy. Everybody really liked that. So, and then at the end, this was kind of our lineup that we did. We brought out the rare character. So I already talked about the rare character bottle. We had the E.H. Taylor barrel strength. And then obviously the Maker's Mark and the Four Roses we mentioned before. The barrel proof E.H. Taylor.
Yep.
And then we had to get a fire going, so we had some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good evening. Yeah.
Talk about that Doc Holliday. So I had some Wyatt Earp. That's the bottle that I had purchased before.
Yeah, I had that too. I mentioned that. Yeah. Is it the malt, American malt whiskey?
It's the single malt barrel proof.
I was not a fan of it. I paid $120 for it and did not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. The whiskey tasting went good. We had that last weekend. Hopefully the next one you can be at so we can open up the really top shelf stuff. But we'll see. No worries. Good. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's kind of what my last weekend was. But looking forward to the next whiskey tasting whenever that may be. So I got a lot of whiskey. Got a lot of people that like to drink it. So it's always a good marriage.
Bet. I mean, that's what I've been realizing myself is I'm going to have more tastings.
Exactly.
Or at least more events that involve people that I can
share
put
it with.
A glass in front of.
Yeah. Share it with. Yeah. Yeah.
Share it with. Yeah. I'm not, I don't want to get you guys drunk. I just want to enjoy.
Right. People that enjoy it, I think, and rather than just there to drink, I'm like, if you're just there to drink and you'll drink anything, I'm not going to. No offense, but I'm not going to give you my top shelf shit. Like, you're like, I'll drink that. Oh, this tastes good. I'll drink. Like, no, dude. Like, this isn't.
Let me try that.
This is the TNT bar. You know,
I've heard of that blend. Let me have a swig of that.
And then it's like every time you give them something, like, oh yeah, that's good. Oh, how would you get that? Oh yeah, that's good. Like, that's all you got. That's good.
I think one of the.
We're starting snobbish now.
Yeah, that you can do is you're pouring everyone into a Glencairn glass and everyone, says cheers. The first guy that puts it down in his hatch.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you've had enough. Okay.
It's like,
and then you just know what kind of whiskey to put, throw to him.
Right. Next time, the cheap shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, give him a pour of E.H. Taylor single barrel. It's like $30 at a restaurant. They drink it within like 4 seconds. You're like, okay, you're cut off. No more for good stuff for you.
Yeah. So
there's a different bottle for you and a different bottle for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to be selective. And everybody that came to the smaller gentleman's evening whiskey tasting, everybody, they love the format rather than like a huge, like usually have like 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
They love this a lot better. They're like, oh yeah, this is a way to go where everybody can just, maybe one more person, like five would be the max, like 4 or 5 people. I think that'd be the max. Because you just can talk about it. And I had up on my TV here in my bar, I had up a distiller app. So we went and read the mash bill, the reviews, we put a couple of reviews in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. So everybody had a good time, played some music in the background. It was a good time. Yeah, just the bros.
You guys would dance with each other.
No, you weren't here for the elephant walk. We had to cut the We're missing the middle peg there.
Yeah. Shame.
Anyway, strike that from the ledger.
Brought up the rear.
We'll have to put this explicit when we put this out. What else? So we talked about, not a smooth transition. So I know we also posted on our social media accounts the last 2 weeks ago, a little AI video. We're going to try to get more into that. We're perfecting our characters. And some feedback, Steve, I heard from a couple of people, they really liked my character. A couple individuals who I text all the time had some comments about your character. So you could probably guess who those
two were. That's the reason why we made them different. It's like, which character do you like better?
Yeah.
And
even one of my colleagues, friends at work said something about your character.
I have to be more animated.
They said it didn't look like you is the comment. That's the PG comment.
It looked like me?
It did not look like you.
It didn't? Really?
No.
It looked more like you than yours.
I don't know.
You look like a 14-year-old teenager.
So here's what they said.
Okay. So he said, they got you, Gary, but what did they do to Steve? And then Jeff said, what the F? And then Tommy sent this, what mess, this picture here of Beavis and Butt.
Yeah.
So we do have some feedback. I told him we're working on it. Oh, Tommy said you look like a manager at Staples.
That's for me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I think you'll be the
you want to be more
stock boy.
More animated, you know, maybe? I don't know.
I know. I do. Yeah. I have like a dozen other characters yeah. that I'm going to throw at them.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
We'll get it. Yeah. But yeah. I like the feedback. We've gotten feedback. So that's good. Oh, about that's time.
At least, are they telling us we suck though? That's what we want.
I know. Our last podcast, right? You like that one? Because yeah. that was your comment, right? So yeah. I was like, that's a good.
Tell us we suck. tell us we have to suck less. Yes. That would be the best comment, right?
Yes, exactly. All we'll right. take that as a constructive criticism, right? Yeah. Being optimists that we are. So the AI project is underway. We are hard at it. It's changing every day. So we want to get a good product out for you. We just put that out there to get some feedback.
Yeah, something fun.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, everybody's begging for our videos. Those are our videos, so we may get videos. We'll know.
They'll be longer.
I don't know. We'll have to get an act of Congress creative. To get that going. So right. So that's the AI wrap-up. Well, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
What else do we want to talk about, Steve? There's something else that you mentioned.
We did searching for Pappy, but I didn't really get anything, you know? It's just like...
Oh, we did. Nothing you found on the way down, right?
Nothing I found on the way down. I did... stop a few times. Only one guy had allocations. I asked him about, hey, he's like, oh, are you looking for anything special? Yes. I go, well, if you have some special like allocated bottles, I'll be interested. And, oh yeah, well, I got some E.H. Taylor. And he said they were a small batch
yep.
and barrel proof.
Ooh.
He goes, but those are already taken. I'm like, why are you telling me that then? I mean, he had them behind the
wonder how much. I guess I would ask how much they were.
Yeah, I didn't even ask that, but
yeah,
I suppose I could have. But other than that, no, all shelf products.
Well, the market maybe is plateauing now that Canada's not buying any more bourbon, so maybe it'll be more for us.
I did see a lot of Canadian whiskey on the shelf down here, though, still. So
yeah, Canadian whiskey to me is just kind of meh.
Meh.
Yeah, it's not a super impressive anything I've really had.
And next Monday, St. Patty's Day.
Oh,
so
well, hopefully we'll get this out before then.
Get your Irish whiskey
bottles
lined up.
Yes, yes, yes. I
your
have
Keelings and
all
your
the
Jamesons
spots. Yeah.
And your spots. Yeah.
Isn't your daughter in Ireland or was in Ireland?
She was, yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. She texted me for some recommendations. Yeah.
Recommendations for some cliffs of
no water, like some right yeah some bottles and stuff. She asked if I wanted you know, if there's anything for her to bring back for me. She was very sweet. It's very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. I was like, oh.
She didn't offer me that. What the hell?
Shows where I guess I rank. I mean, I don't know.
I guess not. Oh yeah, my bring back something from my dad. That's showing favoritism. Maybe I don't know.
Favoritism. She's your daughter.
Who knows?
Anyway. Okay. Alrighty. I think we'll wrap it up unless you have any. Oh, last shout out. Matt, again, thanks for the. Matt bought me a bottle. He bought me a grain to glass, Heaven Hill.
Oh, grain to glass.
Yeah, I already had all three of them, but he brought me one. He brought me the high rye bourbon. He's like, here's another bottle. I'm like, oh, thanks, buddy.
The high rye is the best.
Some people say the high.
It's the green ribbon, right?
I don't know, dude. I'm colorblind.
Oh, you're
everybody.
Flawful.
Everybody has their opinion on it. Some people say the weeded is the best.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, if you look at the ratings, they're all about 4-1 on distiller, and the weeded has made up. Like when we were down there in September to Louisville, that was like a 3.9, 3.8. Now it's 4-1. The weeded. So everything's all about the same.
Maybe.
Thanks, Matt. And Matt also got me a little travel bourbon kit. So I think he has one for you as well.
Oh, awesome.
To travel with, like the little sample kit. It's like made for that.
So I think that was his gift for us. So whenever you get down here, you'll get yours. So
I have to bring some Michigan whiskey down.
Yeah.
Whiskey, all right. Bourbon.
Well, enjoy the sands of Alabama. Don't go too far out off the touristy main strip there. You might.
Don't go too far east.
Yeah. Yeah, you might No. Out in the country of Alabama, they might mistake you for something.
Yeah, I'll stay on the coast.
With your accent, they might.
Actually, yeah.
You're not from around here, are you, boy? All right, guys.
Well, like a pig. No.
Yeah. Until next time, Steve. We'll happy St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully, that we get this out by then. And until next time, giddy up.
Enjoy.